Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 10th, 2024. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And we're welcoming into the studio our great friends from Encourage. We want to welcome Kim Shields in. Thanks for being here, Kim. Always good to talk with you.
Great to see you. Thank you.
And we always appreciate Encourage bringing in great guests. And boy, do we have some great guests for you today. Longtime listeners will remember these voices. It's been a while, but it's so good to see you guys and have you back with us. We have Gary Erickson with us. Gary, good to see you.
Thank you for inviting us back. Appreciate coming on here and talking with you guys.
And Don Lee Stuick. Don, did I say that right?
Stuick.
Stuick. I'm sorry about that. It's been a while. I appreciate
it.
Always good to see you guys. Thanks so much for being here. I have to put you guys on the spot for a second and thank you, because I haven't gotten a chance to do this. You guys were some of the first people I interviewed when I was doing this. And you guys made me feel comfortable, made me feel good about the job, working with Carl over the years and so many other great WFHR personalities. Just really appreciate that. And appreciate so much that this project meant so much to you to follow this through. We'll talk more with you about that in a moment, but really appreciate you bringing these guys in, Kim. It's been
our
too
pleasure.
Long since we've seen these guys, man. It had that laughter and energy in this building and everything, and in the new building even. We haven't had you in the new building yet, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a great tour right before coming on.
Good, good.
Nice facility.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Kim, I wanted to catch up a little bit with you from last month and some
sure.
of the questions in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you had asked me about scholarship award programs, and the students that receive scholarships will be invited to attend their school's award program. I know I had mentioned that. Assumption and NACUSA award programs do take place on Wednesday, May 15th. Mm-hmm. And then we have Lincoln High School, John Edwards High School in Port Edwards, and Pittsville High School all taking place on the next Wednesday, May 22nd. Mm. So those students will receive an invitation and all the information directly from their schools. For students that receive scholarships that perhaps aren't in a local school or they're already mm-hmm. in college, we'll make sure to mail a letter to them the week of May 20th. So
that's exciting.
It's exciting time.
Yeah, that's
it's
very
busy,
cool.
But very exciting. Mm-hmm. So
that's a great thing. And your summer zoo program, we don't get a chance to touch on this nearly enough, but I really wanted to get into this with you.
Yeah, thank you. So we're really excited. This summer, we are able to have the Raptor Education Group, mm-hmm. You know, up north. A lot of people know them as Reggie,
yeah.
and they do a lot with rescuing animals. Mm-hmm. And for several years, really weren't in a position to offer these educational programs outside. Mm-hmm. You know, they're rescuing animals. They kind of need to be on call.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, they've begun offering programs again. And on Tuesday, June 18th, we're able to offer Winged Wonders mm-hmm. at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. They are able to have two programs at 1:30 and 3:30. So we're super excited to have them be a part of our summer zoo program yeah. series.
We love our zoo. Mm-hmm. We talk about it all the time. We're just a stone's throw away from it. And I am one of these days we are going to do a remote from the zoo. I really want to pull that off. But one of the other things we love about our zoo is some of these added things to the that we have for kids and we mm-hmm. have for families in the community. And that stems from Encourage. And it's
Thank
something
you.
That we like to give credit to.
Thank you. We are super proud of the work that we're able to help facilitate over there. And the Helen Zoo House that was provided, I know I mentioned this to listeners once before, but through a grant, a fund at Encourage, mm-hmm. the Helen Mead Fund. And it was a joint effort between Helen Mead Fund at Encourage and the City of Wisconsin Rapids. And so we have this beautiful zoo building that is used primarily throughout the summer mm-hmm. until they close. Every weekend mm-hmm. is booked until mm-hmm. they close in October. And then as soon as they open, that zoo house is booked. And we have a couple other programs I just want to mention quickly.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, July 24th, ZooZort will be back at 11:01.
Yeah, love ZooZort.
And on Wednesday, August 21st, David Stokes will be mm-hmm. back with his funny stories and poems. And
we love David.
Yeah.
He's joined us on the air before. Great
Absolutely,
guy. Great guy.
Yeah. So we're excited mm-hmm. about that. We'll make sure that we have flyers and get distributed to the schools and make sure to share it on our website and, you know, social media.
And I want to follow through on the flyers there, especially with the tie-in. But
yeah.
I just real quick did want to mention, because I've talked to listeners over the years so much about these events at the zoo and how much kids love them and everything.
Yes.
Last couple of years, I've really heard a lot from parents. and how they're it's interesting because they've run into something that I actually had happen with my youngest daughter, Isabel. I took her to the zoo, and we had this great lemur exhibit right there. That's when you first come into our zoo. And my daughter, to this day, loves lemurs.
Mine too.
Yeah, that's her favorite animal.
It was
animal.
Trilo from There in the Big Blue House.
Okay,
and they would want to go see Trilo.
Izzy has also gotten a love of animals and dedicated a lot of her life to animals and everything. And so much of it stems from this zoo and getting these experiences early on. And she ain't the only one. As I mentioned, I've heard from listeners in the community about this, how much they are benefited from it. We don't know the sparks that can start with these kids just being around animals. Mm-hmm. And maybe it doesn't have anything to do with animals, but it gets them to want to be in the parks industry or something like that. The work that you're doing at Encourage, it spreads farther than I think we could realize. It's just kind of cool to take a step back sometimes and see how this all plays out.
Thank you.
It's really interesting, and it all ties together as we are all connected.
Yes, we are. Thank you for saying that.
And there's a tie-in here. There's a connection to the Dick Turkle Memorial even.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have been honored and privileged to manage the Dick Turkle Memorial Project Fund at Encourage. So back in 2014, when these gentlemen that are going to be talking shortly, had a dream with other friends and in honor of their dear friend Dick Turkle, creating this beautiful memorial. And if people haven't gone, you need to check out the site. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so we were fortunate to be able to start a pass-through fund that really helped to build that memorial and the site. And from that is now morphed into an endowment. You know, we've talked about that before, having that perpetual support. And in this case, it's the perpetual support for the memorial, making sure that the memorial is okay and the site is okay. And these gentlemen have helped work with the village of Rudolph to even put in new restrooms and in the park. And so it's really a beautiful area. And that endowed fund will help provide that perpetual support, that support forever.
Which is such a key part of this. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to get the build, get it up and running, another to keep it there and to keep it fresh, keep it looking good and everything. Yeah. It's a key part of this, but it's something that not everybody always thinks about. It's another added bonus or another added thing that I appreciate about Encourage, thinking the big picture, looking at the big picture and everything. It's something you guys are very good at over there and help organizations get good at or think of. You know, sometimes we have these passion projects, we have these ideas, and that's great, and that passion carries you for a long ways, but it doesn't always give you the big picture sometimes. So you guys are very good at that, Encourage.
Thank you.
And appreciate the time as always, Kim. Thank you. I'm really excited to talk to Gary and Dodd. I love talking to you,
absolutely.
Kim. You know I love talking to you.
Yeah.
But I miss these guys.
Absolutely.
And I saw them on the list when Pam and I had to double check. I'm like, wait a minute, Gary and Dodd? So these guys are too young.
I told you don't pay the ransom. I did escape.
Oh, I missed you. Missed you, man.
Can I get in trouble for harboring him? In
So, guys, while you you did join us quite often on a consistent basis there in those early days when this project was getting running and stuff, it's been a while. Can we remind the audience of where this idea came from and why it means so much to you?
It's Gary's fault.
It's enough said. We're done.
It's really not my fault. It's Chuck Trickle, Dick's younger brother's fault. At one time before Dick passed away, he came over and talked with me, and he said, "Do you think the Lions Club or some organization in Rudolph could do a little tribute to Dick? Because Dick did quite well in racing all the way from Stratford all the way down to Daytona Beach, Florida." So I said, "Well, I'll try." So we talked with the Lions, and the Lions says, "No, we don't want to take this project on." So then when Dick passed away, we said, "Okay, now's the time to get going." And so I shouldn't brag, but I was the one that probably started it. Mm-hmm. And I got a hold of Tom Reffner, and from there on, we got Marv Berzelka, excuse me, and a few other people involved, Don Stuke and whatnot. So with all their help and all the help of the people that donated money, time, and effort, we thank you. Because without them, it would have never happened. But Chuck Trickle is the one that got it started.
In those early days of it starting and everything, realistically now looking at you know, we got it up in there where it's running, everything is where, you know, we were hoping it would be. But did you guys, I know you wanted this to happen, did you think it was going to happen? Did you think we'd get to this place?
There was a few times
when we wondered, are we going to be able to come up with the funding? And it was difficult. We did the construction work ourselves for the most part and the fundraising. And I'll tell you right now, construction work is a lot easier than fundraising. It is. I'll tell you what, it was a challenge. I mean, we go back to the days when we first came on air with WFHR. Bob Look was here. And I think we worked jointly with maybe you and Bob once together. I can't remember. But I mean,
it was a while.
We've been at it for a while. And I guess I look at it this way. The Village of Rudolph has got three highlights, shall we call them, or three attractions, if you want to call it that. You got the Rudolph Grotto that's been there for 100 years. Everybody likes to go to Dairy State Cheese and get cheese. And the Dick Trickle Memorial. Those are kind of the three highlights of the Village of Rudolph. And we're going to kind of expand on that. Making that presented a little bit more. We're going to talk to a few people, and this is just in a very early thinking stages on our part. I don't know if these other people know it yet or not. But we want to do maybe look into some improved or additional signage along the highway. I mean, I get text messages and so on every so often, you know. Where is this at? Where is it? How do I find it? And so on and so forth. And so we want to do a little something there, at least explore it and see what we can develop in that regard.
That's an exciting thing to be able to hear.
I mean, just so somebody knows, you know, driving down Highway 1334 and sees some signage. And it's been a challenge to get this started, but we're going to move forward.
That's an exciting part of this. If you guys don't mind, real quick, I want to touch on something that, because I did a little test over the weekend. I was asking around, and I was asking some, not just normal people that I talk to, long-time listeners, but some younger people. Like, hey, you know Dick Trickle? You know Dick Trickle? 100%. Like, young, old, it didn't matter. Everybody knew Dick Trickle's name. And no understand the legacy in this area of that man. I'm curious. You touched on this a little bit, Gary, but what he meant to you guys and why this was so important to you to honor this man and honor what he did in this and putting this area in some ways on the map.
Well, going way back, I probably knew Dick when he was about 12, 14 years old, and we wound up going to high school together in Rudolph. We were both in the same class. We graduated together, and Dick went his way racing, and I had a job. Then I went in the service, and I got back out. Came back and went with Dick on some of the race nights and whatever, but Dick and I were always good buddies, and when it came time to do something like this, it just says, Gary, get with the program and let's see what we can do. And backing up a little bit, Don talking about funds and whatnot, we never did anything that we could not pay for. We always had the funds before we did anything, because none of us was going to go sign a open-ended loan for a couple $100,000 because I'm not that rich. And besides, I don't want to be tied to it for the rest of my life. But thank the Lord that all these great people donated time, money, and effort. So we're at the place we're at today because of everybody involved.
You know, when people donate to something like this, and they're a part of it, then they become a part of the memorial. They become a part of the, and there's a lot of personal pride that we take in our locals. We're all homers. We all love rooting for our locals and our people from our area, and that. So there's already so much of that embedded in this memorial. When you donate to it, you have that added extra kind of like feeling and literal attachment to this memorial. It's one thing to take some personal pride in. It's another to be able to take that kind of pride in it.
Well, that's kind of the angle, let's call it. I was in sales for a few years, and I kind of used just what you said as my approach to folks. If you want to be part of this memorial, we can make you part of this memorial, and here's how you do it. You will be part of the Dick Trickle Memorial, pure and simple. Your name will be etched in stone, or you'll have a beautiful picture dedication, you know, and however the donors wanted to express their feelings about the whole deal. That was what it was all about. Here is your opportunity. You can be part of it. You can get your 2 cents worth in, and it soared like an eagle.
Yeah, that's good to hear. It's it's one thing to be able to honor this man and honor his legacy and that and what he did for the area too. It's another thing as well that is kind of an added bonus of this, of something that you were touching on there, Donna, as far as the attractions to Rudolph and bringing people to Rudolph and the dollars and the economy that pulls in and everything. That is a nice added bonus of this that's good for not just Rudolph but our surrounding areas, because as we know, all of this bleeds into each other. Okay. Nakusa does well, Rapids is doing well, Point does well, Wausau's doing well. We're all connected. So this is a really nice added bonus to this, of bringing more and more people to the wonderful city of Rudolph, which I love. I love Rudolph.
We have no idea or any thought process at all how we would ever determine any kind of an economic impact to the area, but it definitely does draw people in. It is an interest.
With the 10-year anniversary coming up, that's all even more reason why people are going to want to come down, I think.
I hope so.
Well, talking about the 10th anniversary, the Board of Directors, we are sponsoring the 10th anniversary celebration, but this will be our last because we are all getting older, and we can't quite do all the things we did, and we lost a couple of the members, Dick Manstead and Tom Reffner, and so... As we grow older, we don't have the stamina to do some of this, but as far as the directors go, this is our finale. But if someone else wants to do a celebration, it's entitled them to do it. Yeah. And we will not be involved because we don't want to put our name out there with them. So whoever wants to do it can sure come and do it, but just get in touch with us to... make sure that there's no other thing going on at the park that particular time.
It's a public park, so if someone wants to do something at the memorial, God bless them, go and do it.
But, yeah.
We won't be involved in any more celebrations.
With that being said, I think you guys have done enough. I think you've done enough. I think it's fair. I think that is very fair, very earned.
Yeah, we've lost eyesight.
It's time. It's time for somebody else to take up the reins. Well, somebody else get behind the wheel and take this over.
A lot of times we'll say somebody's a tireless volunteer. Tireless is like a relative term. Yeah. They're tired. They've worked really, really hard.
Yeah.
Kudos and a huge applause for these
so
gentlemen,
thankful.
The entire directors. I mean, they have done so much work, and they should really be commended for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's absolutely beautiful, and what a way to honor their friend and such a huge community hero.
Yeah, well said, Kim. And we talk about this with other organizations like this, Torf Point Boss and others, you know, as the people that have paved the way for this and made this possible get older and earn this retirement or earn the time away from this, it is on us as younger generations to pick these things up and to continue them, to keep not only continue the legacy of this, but to continue the pride of this and the joy that comes from this. I talked to one of the listeners that I was mentioning before. I talked to them and they said, "Oh, I brought my son and to see this, and I explained to him who Dick Trickle was and everything." That he said that they did that I want to say a year ago or something. Kid's been in the NASCAR ever since. Like, kid just wants to talk cars, wants to talk about those things and stuff, and really got into it. That's just one story.
Too bad. You know? Too bad he didn't grow up back in the 60s and 70s when this thing was really racing was fun, because they'd smash the cars up tonight and tomorrow night they'd have it fixed and back racing again. But
it's so cool how they did that.
One thing about Trickle. He left for NASCAR in 1989, so it's been a number of years since Dick has been around here. So some of the people that are, say, 35 years old, they probably never met Dick or never knew Dick, really. But it's really neat how the legacy goes on and on.
Well, I think a lot of us get this as football or basketball fans or anything. We have no problem remembering the greats from those eras. When I talk to people in NASCAR, it's no different. Like Dick Trickle, Richard Petty, all these great names of the past and everything, they are still just as prevalent. The memory remains. And younger generations learn about these guys, especially nowadays with everything online. And you can look up these races and see a lot of these guys and see a lot of their stories and everything. We're really fortunate with that. And it helps tie into a memorial, something like this, being able to, I see this online, I want to go check it out now in person. I want to go see this actually in person.
Actually, the memorial is, I viewed it from day one as, yes, it's Dick Trickle's memorial. And like Marv Marzufka always said, Dick was the guy you wanted to beat on the local circuit here, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is about more than just Dick. It's about racing. Mm-hmm. It's about other racers that raced with Dick. they raced like heck against each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it was my turn to win. No, I'm going to win the win. But when the racing was done,
have a beer.
Let's go have a beer, and it's about more than just Dick.
Well, I mean, Doc.
There's a lot of dedications that you'll see on the walls, either the picture wall or the granite wall. You'll see all kinds of different racers named. There's pictures of Dick and Marv competing at Elko, Minnesota. You'll see pictures of the Wallace boys racing against Dick. You'll see pictures of Jim Bach from Vesper racing against Dick. And the same can be said about the dedications in Granite. It's about a lot of racers. There's a lot of racers mentioned and a lot of racers honored. But like, again, what Marv always said, Dick's the guy you want it to beat.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one you work the hardest to beat.
And one person we probably should thank for a lot of this, too, is Tom Reffner. Tom was, from the day I asked him to come aboard, he was 100% behind it, and he did a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so the big thank you goes out to Tom.
We lost more than just a founder when we lost Tom.
Yeah. I mean,
he was so dedicated to the memorial. And if you look back at history, personal history, I'll call it, Marv and Tom and Dick grew up together. They were they were all in the same grade or 1 year apart in school. They were in Boy Scouts together. They went to Boy Scout camp together for projects. Marv was telling me one time, well, part of our Boy Scout project was we went over to Stevens Point to the airport, and we washed and polished Chuck Ammon's airplane. Chuck was the banker in Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
And a big supporter of Troop 114 also he was in the day, okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, these guys go back to school, to their school days.
Wow.
And then they grew up together. They learned how to race together. They learned how to build race cars all on their own. And this went on and on and on, and they were fierce competitors on the track. But like I alluded to earlier, when the checkered flag dropped and the race was over, they were good buddies, always good friends.
Yeah.
Monday nights was not a race night on the local circuit. So what would they do? They'd somebody grab a box of adult beverages, and they'd end up at either Marv's shop or Jim's shop or Dick's shop, and they'd, well, what kind of gears did you run, or this or that?
Right,
I mean, they shared information, not everything.
No, certainly. There was some competitiveness
but it was competitiveness and friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you never saw before.
Don, I can't thank you enough for that. You touched on something there that I think is really important when it comes to this. It's not just the history of Dick and his legacy, but the history of racing in this area and how prominent that is and how much of an important story that is. Especially, we love taking pride in our local stories, our local things. This is a big one. We could take a lot of pride in this 10th anniversary celebration, the final celebration happening Sunday, May 19th. Be sure to mark your calendars for that. You can find out more about the project, be a part of the project, donate, and be a part of the memorial at DickTricklememorialProject.com. That's DickTricklememorialProject.com. And Kim, I want to give people the information of if they want to get in touch with you and our friends from Encourage.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send us an email at hello@encouragecf.org. And if somebody does want to donate to support the Memorial Project or any other funds, you could always send a check to Encourage or go online on our give page. You would just, if it's designated to a specific area like the Trickle Memorial or something else, you just type in the comments where that should be directed.
And we have a very, very active Facebook page. We're over 7,000 members.
Yes, yes.
And that's where really most of our information gets put out, is in the Facebook page.
10 seconds, I'd like to give Encourage a big, big pat on the back. Without them, we'd probably still be jumping through hoops and rings and whatnot. But they came forward and said, hey, come with us and we'll help you out. Thank the Lord they did, and we're at.
Always appreciate our friends at Encourage doing those things and bringing great guests like this, but maybe more than ever before. I really can thank you, Kim, and your team there, because Gary, Don, I haven't gotten to see you guys in a while. Don't know if we're going to get you back here. So really, really appreciate you both. Appreciate your team.
We're not far away.
Come on by anytime, actually. But in case we don't, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you
for joining us. We appreciate you. Really good to see you guys.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.